live on Locust. It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
I'm afraid of many things.
And no question.
Most of them are animals and insect-related and dark-related, as well, in the dark.
Look, sometimes it takes brains to know when to be scared.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't always apply in your situations.
No, it doesn't. Thank
but
you.
But that's okay.
Because you can now add, well, I didn't think this was an appliance to my list.
This okay. would be one.
Yeah. I fear our garbage disposal. I'm scared of it.
Fear it how? Like, in what way?
Like
the blades are going to jump out of it and come and get you? What are you thinking?
A little bit. And we have, a stopper on top. So, I mean, nothing would ever fly out. But every time I turn it on, I've noticed that myself, like, flinching back, going, huh.
Well, is your hand in it when you do that?
No, but two nights ago, there was something that was making a sound. So, I reached into it. And it's off. And I put my hand in, I'm feeling around, I immediately pull my hand out.
I've done that, yes, okay. Yeah. That makes more sense.
And then I had to unplug it. Do you unplug it too?
I don't, but...
And see, that's why...
It is a little bit like I want to put up velvet ropes and stuff around the area so that nobody just comes in all of a sudden. I don't know why you would ever do that.
No. Right. Because it's funny.
But somebody goes over to, do something in that corner and hits it by accident and turns it on.
Or it malfunctions because it has a mind of its own.
Well,
this is why I'm afraid.
Like in the scary movies.
Yes.
Every time we're on the same page, you ruin it.
I know. You guys were so close. But see, that's where I quickly took my hand out. It's like, I got to unplug this. But what's funny, if I'm doing anything else with any sort of appliance, I never think about unplugging it because I'm never concerned it's just going to magically just turn on. But the garbage disposal of all the things, oh my gosh, that could turn on at any moment.
I
don't like it.
I get a similar feeling when I'm blowing up balloons that it's going to pop in my face.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I know really I'm kind of controlling that, like the garbage disposal, I'm in control.
Right.
I'm the boss.
Yeah.
If I don't turn it on, it's not going to mutilate my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a similar thing with blowing up a balloon. If I use my good sense that it's getting too thin, then you stop blowing it up so it doesn't explode in your face. But I still have that fear that it's going to explode in my face despite the fact that I am in control. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Was control your therapist keyword for the day yesterday? You know what?
Sorry.
Ken, you and I need to be good friends. You are in control.
Yes.
Good for you. Good for Ken. I'm scared.
No. The small appliance that makes me very nervous is our food processor. I don't really even use it very often unless I'm making, it's either Christmas or Thanksgiving, I'm making homemade scalloped potatoes.
Yeah.
Which is usually if we're doing a ham. And so I got to, I don't slice the potatoes, so I put them through the food processor. But to do it, we have to take off the safety mechanism. So the thing that prevents you from, slicing off your fingers, we have to disable because otherwise the potatoes don't fit in there. So I have to stick a knife in the back to disable the safety mechanism. And so at any second, there's no in putting down the potato, I could just, my finger gets in there and... But that's, I feel, a rational fear. We probably shouldn't be messing with the safety mechanism.
Agreed. Probably. Courageous, Ken? Are you
afraid of the appliance? Well, the closest I come to this is the irrational unplugging of the toaster. I don't understand, but my family will tell you, I cannot walk by the toaster. If it's plugged in and obviously not being used, I unplug it every time. In the morning, when I leave, I'm the only one awake in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the kids are up late at night making snacks or whatever. I check it. I am always afraid the toaster is going to start on fire. I have no reason to think that.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you read a story one time about a toaster starting the house on fire?
I don't remember it.
It was a crock pot, not a toaster.
Right. Okay. I wondered what... I was trying to think of what it was.
Yeah,
I was like, did that happen in that show?
Yeah, they left the crock pot on overnight.
Okay. Well... I don't know what it is. I unplug now.
That's strange.
The coffee maker's plugged in all the time. Microwave's plugged in all the time.
Right.
I'm sure if I sat here and thought of a few more things that are plugged in all the time, whatever reason.
I mean, most things are.
Yes, but for whatever reason, I do not care for the toaster being plugged in. It's not rational. I know it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I unplug it.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Oh, no.
What? Is yours plugged in?
No, I'm realizing that I always unplug it, too.
Of course, he wants to be just like
well,
you.
Well, no.
I do that,
no,
too.
No, because
Ken.
I wasn't afraid of it. Now I am.
I do that, too. I unplug my toaster. Now, we're really BFFs. I'll get the matching necklaces tomorrow.
Steve now in Grimes. All right, Steve, what's going on?
So, this isn't really a fear related to appliances, but years ago, my dad had a small TV in his kitchen. And it went on the fritz, and this was back when there were TV repairmen. And so he took it to the TV repairman, and the guy calls me. He's like, I can't find anything wrong with this TV. So he went, picked it up, took it home, and watched it for a while. And then weeks later, it went on the fritz again. He took it back, same deal. So then, a little bit down the road, it happened again. My dad just took it for a ride in his car for a while, and then took it home, and it worked. And he repeated that over and over again. So he just kept taking his TV for a ride.
Oh my God.
I was like, gosh, Dad, I hope your washing machine doesn't go on the fritz and you try it with that.
So. It just needed some fresh air.
Just needed to get out of the house. It's like it's been in a pandemic.
That's crazy.
Well, Carl, this is back to you. They have a mind of their own thing.
Right. Just that's what I'm saying.
It's like a dog. Take me for a car ride.
That's right, and then I'll cooperate.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. Thank you, Steve. You have a great
You're
day.
Welcome.
Appreciate the call.
If you can tell Colleen is not wearing deodorant, you're not social distancing.
Ew!
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.